Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning. This is a Remnant Ministries Tea Time with Jesus and me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we say Yeshua and me. Yes, we do. Getting used to the name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God is good. You know, a lot of times we say God is good when things are going well with us, when we're on top of the mountain. Oh, we're down in the valley next to a beautiful stream, wonderful water, cool breeze. Oh, my goodness. But let me tell you, it doesn't matter about our circumstance or situation. God is good. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. I am so delighted that you are here this morning with me. Hallelujah. I have had some dynamic experiences. Hallelujah. God is good. Also ups and downs, around and about. And God just, he was just God. I was in prayer. And as I was praying, he was unfolding. Oh, nothing is too hard for God. Nothing. I'll just leave it like that and you'll figure out. I was in prayer. And he started to reveal and show me. Oh, so much. I was just in awe. Oh, my God. What we would look like if we put our faith and our trust in him. What we would look like if we turned everything, all that we are, over to him, yield to him. My God. Oh, and don't ever think you're not loved. Oh, what manner of love the Father has for us, for you, for me. We make it personal because he came on this earth. He walked among men and he died. You know, he was beat. He was bruised. He was made unrecognizable. But he endured the humiliation of the cross for you and for me. He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son to endure, good God Almighty, to endure what you and I could not hope to satisfy glory, to bring us back into right relationship with our Father. What manner of love? Your love, your love. And he will not allow us nor forsake us after all he has done for us. But we wrestle because we want our will, our way, our plan. And it's fighting against God's will, God's way, and God's plan. When we yield to him, when we yield to him, life will be so much better. Oh, yes, it will. Oh, yes, it will. Not my will, but thy will be done. Glory to God. Oh, it's an exciting moment or morning. I tell you, it's like dew in the morning. It's like the dewdrop. It's sweeter than the honeycomb. Oh, my God. You are loved by the Almighty God himself. Once we really get to know him for ourselves and have a personal relation, oh, my God, with him, the Almighty God, whose arm is stretched out wide
to receive you, to receive me. And as we take our little minute breaks, if we're on the job, we our a quick empowerment to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, hunger and thirst after him. Oh, yes. And I want to read our scripture real quickly because some of us have to go back off our break and won't be able to spend the full 30 minutes. But the point is to make time for God. Take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, instead of getting on the phone, instead of, I'm not saying if you have to see about your children or something like that. You know what I'm talking about. Instead of the water cooler conversation, why not just take the time and just meditate on God, building your confidence in him, building your trust in him. Because the more you know of him, the more you'll begin to trust him. And you can have, let's say, great faith, and you don't even know what faith is. It starts at number one. There are five words for faith, and it goes down. The fourth one is the Job kind of faith. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Oh, yeah. So we're building our relationship with our Father. Just like you want to spend time with your father, your mother, think of God, your creator, the one who blew breath into you, the one who said, I sent you here. He sent you here equipped to do what he had called you to do. That was not your plan and that was not your decision to come here. It was his decision to send you here. And with purpose, going back to what we talked about at the very beginning of the broadcast when we started. We were talking about what we then called the late bloomers. Those who were like 65, 70, said, oh, if I knew then what I know now, I would do this, I would do that. But now we discovered, since you know now what you knew then, and if God has called you to do it, guess what? You can achieve it. Nothing is too hard for God. And wherein we think, and we don't say late bloomers anymore, because it's on time. Some flowers only bloom once in 100 years. Some only bloom one time. God planned that. Open our eyes and let us see, most holy God. When we begin to really see God as God and his plans, he said, I know the plans that I have for who? You. So he wake us up, wake up our spirit man. Oh, then we get this revelation about, I should have did that. Why I had so-and-so did it? Don't look at so-and-so. Look at you. Your eyes are open. You can do it. But we start building our faith and our trust in our God, strengthening it. Our relationship with our Father, bonding with him. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. And then it's no telling what we can do. Remember now, Jesus said, I didn't come here to do me, paraphrasing it. Whatever my father has told me to do, that's what I'm doing. I'm here to do my father's bidding. Follow suit. Remember Noah and Abraham, just saying. God is awesome, but we begin to build, and he begins to work with us and show us. We just have no idea the plan that God has for us. Hallelujah. Be willing to yield. Our scripture for the morning, as always, we start with Psalms 1. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Hear that, my dear brothers and sisters. Whatever, if we meditate on the word of God and we don't fall into the trap and the evil deeds and saying, well, it's okay, after all, this is this and this is that, we don't have to put God in everything, it's setting you up. But the righteous man, the righteous one, is blessed when he follows the work and the plan of God. And don't get caught up in evil deeds, evil influence, nor have evil attitude. All right? It starts low, but it goes big. Remember that. Hallelujah. Now, we as children of God have a responsibility. Instead of talking so much and complaining so much, what we're to do, listen, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If I shut up heaven, I'm sorry, 2 Chronicles, we're going to start at the 13th verse. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Hallelujah. Point blank, period. Point blank, period. Hallelujah. God is good. These scriptures are instructions for us. They're instructions on how God will have us. Amen. Now let's listen to this. Proverbs 29:11. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in until afterwards. Hear that? Oh, yeah. Keep your mouth shut. Don't tell everything. Think about it. Very good instructions here. Very good. Very good. Listen. Isaiah 50. I'm just overlapping them. I got Jeremiah, Isaiah 50. I think we're going to see. Isaiah 50, starting at the 4th verse. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He awaketh morning by morning. He awakened my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. Took the counseling. Hallelujah. Eleven. Listen to this. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire and compress yourself about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of your own hand. Ye shall hallelujah. Bless the Lord on my soul. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Walk in the light of your fire and the sparks that you have kindled. This shall ye have of thine own hand. Ye shall lay down in your sorrow. We get so caught up nowadays and what pleases me, what seems right in my eyes. So we go, and sometimes we have church, and we say God was there because we got in our emotions and our self-righteousness. No, we have to learn and seek God and seek after him. We have to study his word to see what pleases him. Amen. What pleases God. Then we move according to his will and his way. Think about it. Oh, I did this and I did that. Yeah, maybe you did. You called Joe and Boo and Koo and Sue and everybody. But you didn't call on God. You didn't wait on God. All the excitement about you got this awakening, now you're ready to go. But don't move too fast. God's plan. He's the architect. So we have to move according to his desire. And let's see how that works. Well, we know how that works. It will be awesome. God is warning us to really stand up and be strong in him. And allow the world to see that God has people who so love him and so hunger to be in his presence more than silver or gold. Just the desire to be in his presence and to have him to be his habitation, be his temple. Oh, my God. The earth is the Lord's. We know he created everything. Jesus said in the sacred scriptures, the Father know that you have need of these things, but seek ye first the kingdom. And all these things will be added unto you. Oh, how confident My daughter shared this with me. God's will, God's way, and God's time. God's will, God's way, and God's time. You've heard me say that. But I also had God's plan. Everything. And when we step in, now there, look, righteousness, holiness, and I'm not talking about man. But you read the whole sacred scripture and begin to see what holiness and righteousness look like from God's perspective. That's all I'm saying. We are to be imitators of God. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. But now you have to know something about Christ in order to know if he's following Christ. So we can't be lazy. We have to turn off the things that are created to distract us from studying and meditating on the word of God. Because the more we become a part of study his word, we become a part of God, his influence. We take on his nature. Jesus said he did nothing. He only did what he saw his father do. He said, my father and I are one. Jesus said, I am the branch, you are the vine. And my brothers and my sisters, whatever is in the branch is certainly in the vine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's flowing. Huh. Glory to God. Oh, it's rushing. A healthy branch. Going to and is producing much fruit. We can't worry about man. We're soldiers. The whole creation is growing for the sons of God to begin to take on their God-like character. Hallelujah. Oh, standing strong. Rock this earth. Hallelujah. Be forced to be reckoned with. Hallelujah. Glory. But we have to make a decision. God made us so strong and mighty. In him. He said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. He gave you authority not to be mean and ugly. That is not of God. And hateful and cursing people. No. He said, forgive them. Yeshua was on the cross and he said, forgive them. For they know not what they do. Love. Love. Because it was love that changed us. Hallelujah. I just say. Take the time to love on God. Take the time to get into his word. To just meditate 5 minutes. Have your Bible. Have a scripture. Just meditate. Feed on that scripture. Ask the Holy Ghost to give you understanding. Begin to know what it feels like when he's communicating with you. Oh, and once you get it, you'll be like, David, don't take your spirit away from me. Yes, you will. It's like nothing in this world. It's like nothing. When you know the great creator himself wants to be in your presence. He wants you to want him. He wants you to want him as your shield. Hallelujah. As your father. As your king. As your God. As your Lord. As your master. as your Savior. Hallelujah. When you get down on your knees and you hear nothing, He just wants you to just sit in His presence. You're at work, you got five. He may not want you to read or do anything. In His presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, it's so personal. So personal. Take the time to spend with Him. Hallelujah. His name. Father, we thank You this morning. We glorify You. We magnify You. We exalt Your most holy name. We ask, Father, that You forgive us for being slothful. We ask that You forgive us, Almighty God, for doing it, wanting to do things our way and not seeking You. We repent right now, Almighty God. We thank You for making the necessary corrections. We thank You for leading and guiding and protecting us. We thank You for ordering our steps. We thank You for touching our hearts and our minds and healing our bodies. We thank You for Your protection. Father, we ask that those who are going through all the devastation of the elements, we ask that You comfort them even in the midst. Give them comfort and give them joy. Keep them safe, Almighty God, and replace what they've lost and what they're losing, Almighty God. We thank You. We praise You. And what is it that You're saying to us? Let us see and let us respond, Almighty God. We know that we are our brother's keeper. And we thank You for opening doors and opportunities that we may show Your love towards those who are in need now. Soften hearts that are hard, loose, and give finances and whatever is needed that we can share, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank You for protecting us. Remembering, we ask that You allow us to plead the blood of Jesus over DeKalb County. Hallelujah. Over the state of Georgia. Hallelujah. Over these United States. And Father, we would ask that You, we know that there are mighty ships and airplanes guarding these United States, but they're nothing if You're not with us. So we ask that You walk tall in these United States in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, it's almost time. So soon. Pray about it. And see if God will allow me to do something different. But I just want to perfect what we have now. Our scripture. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Jude. You know we have to read. Hallelujah. Don't have much time. Jude 1. Now to Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceedingly joy, the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. In Yeshua's mighty name. Remember to come join us at Gathering the Harvest, 1519 Camelton Road, every Sunday at 3 o'clock. And the zip is 30311. Hallelujah. God bless you. I love you. But God loves you best. God bless.